Josh Allen is the most effective running quarterback ever. He just is. Josh Allen's scrambles are more effective and more debilitating in crucial moments than any quarterback running play ever. And he won the game with it. He picked up multiple critical third downs with it. Another reason that they were so effective in this game on third and long was because the Chiefs were betwixt and between of, do we have to change our rushing attack because of Josh's legs?
You know it's a weird season when Nick Wright is saying positive things about the Buffalo Bills and not dismissing it.
Right. He's not wrong by any means, though.
That's the thing. When Nick Wright, even the TV personality Nick Wright, is saying it, you know it's different.
Well, because if you listen to him on his podcast, it's nothing like...
He's a different person. He's a lot better.
First things first, yeah.
He's a much more fascinating listen, I think.
He's chalking everything up for playing for the TV. That's all that is.
Yes, and that's the downside of television media these days.
The whole debate format that Fox and started with Skip and... I mean, Stephen A. That whole thing, right?
Yep.
Really just kicked off this whole era.
ESPN started that, but
ESPN did.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna blame the right the
right
original
organization.
I'm gonna blame the start of it on the right people. But yeah, no. Then Fox didn't make anything better, because that's the thing, is like all these,
they kept it going.
All these national shows want to do is just keep going, chasing that high of getting you rage clicks. And it, unfortunately, it's working, and like, we need to be better with that as a consuming public,
as a society.
As a society, we need to be better with that.
Yeah,
but that's the part of, again, learn how to talk trash better, learn how to take it. That's the other part. Like, Chiefs fans really forgot what it's like to deal with trash talk.
Yeah,
after losing one football game.
Right.
You see takes of like, oh, they weren't even trying. It's like, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Come on. Like, you want to tell me that they tanked a game when now they can actually lose the number one seed? You're not serious. Go home.
That's called...
I hate that I had to see that, because that someone is paying for Twitter for me to see that kind of goofy take.
Yep. Cope. That's all I have to say.
I hate that as an argument.
I know.
But even I'm almost at that. It's like... Yeah. I'm like, come on. Like,
I saw a post, and it was
that's called You Don't Know Ball.
Yeah.
And you paid someone to make everyone have to see your terrible thoughts.
Right. But I did see a post of, like,
and we are worse off as a society because of it.
The Chiefs didn't get the calls. Someone said that.
That
and then they showed a face mask for the Bills, or holding for the Bills. I'm like, okay, Ty Johnson face mask. Okay. Right. Yeah. Like, there were plenty that didn't go either way. They were letting them play. Like, There's no excuse.
No, ready? It's as simple as this. This is why I don't blame the refs for when the Buffalo Bills lose a football game. The refs are terrible every week.
Right. That catch that wasn't a catch, guess what? Ball doesn't lie. Because it should have been third and 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get up to about third and 5. Guess what? Sets them back to about fourth and 14. So,
yeah,
ball doesn't lie. Got them right back to where they needed to be.
But the thing is this. Referees have a problem. They're not good. And it is a problem throughout the sports. All of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they make it about them. And I don't pay and I don't spend my time watching them. So, like, that's why I will never, ever blame the referees when the Bills lose.
No.
The referees are just their cheeks all the time. It is unfortunately a consistent setting in football. And in all of sports.
Yeah, all of sports, yeah. Angel Hernandez ring a bell before he retired.
Yeah. So make them full-time so that they actually have to answer for their crimes.
Make them go to a post-game press conference for referees only.
Make them answer for their crimes.
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously. That's all you have
Could
to do.
Could you imagine televising a referee post-game review and, like, the media can just ask them anything about any bad call?
Yes.
Well,
they have to answer for it?
The thing is, they can, and there are media pools for them. I say they need to be in front of the cameras.
We need to infiltrate that and get a camera or a microphone in there and see what happens.
Yes. Hire me to be your referee reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I will make sure that the NFL bans me for being too hard on them. And then I will get back in front of this microphone and keep doing it.
Yes.
Because they need to answer for their crimes against sports.
They do. Bills Lions?
Oh, yes. Ray had called and had a couple of good points, but then brought up a potential Super Bowl matchup of Bills and Lions. And I went to break saying, I hate that, and here's why.
Mm-hmm. And I said, I like it.
You said you like it. And
on the surface, I do, but I understand.
On the surface level, it's easy to like. It's two of the top teams in the National Football League, and we'll get a preview of that in a couple weeks, by the way.
Yeah. It's them or Washington.
I hate the idea of it for one reason and one reason only. The pain.
For either fan base.
Of either fan base having to see the other one win their first Super Bowl against a team looking to win their first Super Bowl.
It's just not good all around. They're like the Bills of the NFC.
Ready?
Like, you can't do that.
The Bengals had that pain against the Rams, except the Rams had won one in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, the Bengals had their chance to win their first Super Bowl. And they didn't.
Dangled in front of them, and they couldn't do it.
And they couldn't do it. Now, if that happens to the Bills, A, you go 0-5. You are not recovering from that.
No. That is a stat that will stay with you for a long time.
Like, the fan base will have to hold that L for a long time. Because the only answer at that point is you have to go ahead and win the dang thing yourself. That's why I hate it. Like, if it happens to, like, say, Philadelphia or, like, even Green Bay. Green Bay, it would be, you're the better team and you lost. What the heck? But I could at least accept, you know, a team with a proud history, blah, blah, blah. It's harder for me to stomach if it's the Lions because of the fact that, like,
yeah,
that's their first. It could have been us.
Mm-hmm.
And I feeling it on the other side.
Bills fans know the feeling. Lions fans know the feeling. Or Lions the Lions? Fans, no, they haven't.
They've never appeared in one.
Yeah.
So that's another wrinkle to it. Is, you get there right away and you win one. Meanwhile, I have to sit here at 0-5.
Yeah,
when's my time?
Or
the only one that's scarier than the Lions is the Vikings.
Yeah, Sam Darnold.
Because Minnesota's also 0-4.
Yeah, just not in a row.
Exactly. That is what truly terrifies me. From a football standpoint, it's a great matchup. Love to be able to break down any of it. From an opponent and how scary they are standpoint, I shouldn't worry about it at that point because whoever you're facing is going to be a good team. They will have made it to the Super Bowl. You can't be a bad team and make it there.
And that's the thing. I mean, we talked about Bruce Almighty earlier when he grants that the Sabres win the Stanley Cup and the city burns down.
Do I think that that would happen?
If the Bills won the Super Bowl or they lost?
I decline to comment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know
until it happens.
I would hope we're better than that.
Mm-hmm. One would hope.
But that's all I'm going to say about that. That's it. But when it comes to quality of opponent, I shouldn't worry about quality of opponent. The AFC is a battering ram this year.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a battering ram.
It's tough.
The NFC has looked better than years past, though.
I said this with Zach. There are really only two playoff spots right now written in pencil. The AFC Wild Card 3 and the NFC West title.
That's it.
Everything else is in pen.
Mm-hmm.
Washington's going to be in there. Green Bay's going to be in there. Minnesota's going to be in there. There's your wild cards.
Then you have the Lions at the top.
The Falcons are written in erasable pen.
I love those as a kid. It was just like a mind.
Because you're still not sure.
Yeah.
But then after that, in the AFC, what is there to decide? Wild card 3. Chiefs, lock. Bills, lock. Steelers, lock. Texans, lock.
Ravens, lock.
Ravens, lock. Chargers, lock.
Lock. Broncos, that's the only one that could really fluctuate, I feel like.
Because Indy is one game behind.
Yeah.
But even, that's it.
Even Indy going that the distance there is questionable.
But that's it.
Yeah.
So that's really what it is. Like, the good and bad this year, it's so weird how it's so defined. Because then there's also five teams with two wins or less. Or mm-hmm. two or at two wins.
Yep.
I should say. No one's at less, thank goodness. But like five teams are at two wins in week 11. We'll come back, wrap up hour number two, and then hour three. Joe and I are going to revisit something that we did to start the year.
Yes.
And see where we went wrong. So come laugh at us in our early predictions, as they'll be up on the other side as well here on WGR.